Welcome to the Anabu AI blog in audio. Today, we're covering an article by Brett Allegri Wood called The PII Paradox: How to Safely Connect Your Customer Database to an LLM.
And if you've been wondering whether you can actually use AI with your customer data without getting yourself into legal trouble, this is the one to listen to.
So let's set the scene. Most businesses that want to get serious value out of AI need to feed it their customer data. Names, emails, purchase history, behavior patterns. That's where the insights live.
But that's also where the compliance risk lives.
Exactly. Under GDPR, you're the data controller. You're responsible for what happens to that PII, regardless of where you send it. And when you paste customer records into a third-party AI service, that data is processed on infrastructure you don't control.
Which means it could be used for model training, it could be logged, it could be exposed in a breach. And Brett is pretty direct about this in the article. LLM security researchers have documented prompt injection attacks, data leakage via model outputs, and techniques that can actually pull PII back out of a model's weights.
So this is the PII paradox. You need the data to get value from the LLM. Feeding the data in exposes you. And the article lays out a two-layer solution to break that deadlock.
Layer one being the clever one.
Layer one is deterministic tokenization. Before any data leaves your environment, a secure proxy intercepts it and replaces every piece of sensitive information with a consistent placeholder, a token.
So instead of sending Alice Johnson and alice@example.com, you're sending person 12345 and email 54321.
Right. And the word deterministic matters here. The same input always produces the same token. So person 12345 always refers to Alice across every single query.
Okay, but here's the question I'd ask if I were a business owner. Does that break the AI's usefulness? Because if the LLM can't see real names, how does it do anything personalized?
It doesn't break it at all. Because the tokenization is consistent, the LLM can still identify patterns, segment customers, and track behavior at the individual level. It just does that using tokens rather than real names.
The article actually gives a good example of this. You can tell the LLM, draft a personalized email for email 54321, and it produces a highly relevant output. Then your proxy swaps the token back to the real address before the email goes out. The customer gets a personalized message. The LLM never knew who they were.
And the mapping table that links tokens back to real identities never leaves your secure environment. Under GDPR, because what reaches the LLM is pseudonymized data, it satisfies the pseudonymization requirements. You're no longer handing over directly identifiable information.
So that's the data side. What about where the LLM actually runs? Because tokenization alone doesn't solve everything.
That's layer two. The article gives you two options. Option A is self-hosting, deploying a model directly inside your own private infrastructure. Your data, even tokenized, never leaves your network. Absolute data sovereignty.
But
the trade-off is significant. You need specialized GPU hardware and an MLOps team to run and maintain it. That's a serious investment most businesses aren't set up for.
Which is why the article recommends option B for most businesses, private cloud, something like Azure OpenAI or Google Vertex AI, dedicated, isolated instances with contractual guarantees that your data won't be used for model training.
And you still get proper infrastructure and the ability to scale without carrying that cost yourself. The key phrase is contractual guarantees. Brett is clear that you need to confirm the data processing terms and your tenancy isolation are in writing, not just assumed.
So put it together. Tokenization layer intercepts your data before it leaves your environment. Pseudonymized data goes to the private cloud LLM over an encrypted channel. The model analyzes tokens only. Your proxy maps them back. Personalized results reach the customer without the LLM ever touching raw PII.
And even if the LLM service were compromised, an attacker would only get the tokens, not your customer database.
Meaningless without the mapping table.
Exactly. Right. Actions for the week. For me, it's the audit first. If your team is using ChatGPT, Copilot, or any third-party AI tool, and they're copying customer data into it, that is your immediate exposure. You need to know what's actually going out the door.
For me, it's the contract review. If you're already on Azure OpenAI or Google Vertex AI, pull up your data processing terms today and confirm the tenancy isolation guarantees are in writing. Don't assume they are.
The full article is at anabu.ai. And if you want this kind of architecture working in your own business, Brett offers a free AI audit there as well.
Worth doing well before a breach makes the decision for you. Thanks for listening.